Good morning, church. How's everybody doing today? Thanks, Ted. Welcome to Home Church. We are excited to have you here. If you are new here, we are so thankful that you have decided to join us. If you are returning to us, we are also so thankful to have you here with us. If I could have everybody take a moment to stand to their feet, we're going to engage in prayer here together. Father God, you are so, so great. You are worthy of all of our praise. You are so generous and so loving. We thank you for this opportunity to just come together to sing your praises, to hear your word, to walk impacted in our lives by who you are, what you have done for us. We thank you most of all for the sacrifice of your son. We ask all of this would be a blessing to us today. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated.
What's going on, Home Church? It's Dave from Sawa Province. Cannot wait to come and see the awesomeness that is Home Church. That's right. Sawa Province coming to your church April 19th, right there in Sparks. We cannot wait for it. Go to sawaprovince.com to get your tickets for the Songs and Stories Tour. It's been one of my favorite tours we've ever done. I get to share stories and enjoy. My buddies Dan and Cal get to blow your mind with musical prowess. It's awesome. Again, go to sawaprovince.com. Get those tickets today. We can't wait to see you right there at your Home Church.
Yes, amen. Good morning, church. We have a special thank you this morning. We want to, here at Home Church, not only do we want to, you know, preach the word of the Lord and love people to Jesus through discipleship, dedication, duplication, but we also have people in our church who work really hard and do things behind the scenes. And it's not like this individual has nothing to do. Let's just say he's busy himself at times. And so I want Mark Butler and Elena to come to the front right here. Can we please stand for this beautiful couple and say thank you? Yes. If you're wondering what we're thanking him for, if you come through the church entrance right here on the street, Garfield, there's a beautiful, actually it's two beautiful gates that Mark Butler not only built, but installed himself. And we bring Elena up here because he also has a house that needs remodeling and things that he needs to do as a husband, and it takes time from that, and so we also want to acknowledge and thank her. Amen. Thank you. And it's amazing, as I haven't heard her complain one time, at least to me. I don't know what she has said to him, and that's only normal, but at least to me and to others and to the flock, to the church family, she has had nothing but a good attitude and a smile on her face, as you can see. Even through the craziness of life and everything that she has going on. So guys, this is the least we can do. This is from us to you. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Right. You may be seated. Thank you.
I'm sorry, the seating isn't going to last very long. It's time for our meet and greet. So if I could have everybody stand to your feet, we are going to go meet and greet one another. And as we do, I would encourage you again to change seats, sit up a little bit closer. Let's squeeze in together today.
One, two, one, two.
Power in Jesus' name. said, Father, forgive them with his dying breath.
If I could have everybody please take your seats. All right, before we get started today, we do have some announcements. Easter is on March 31st. Yeah, it's exciting in itself, but it also means we're taking in new members and doing baptisms. More exciting. And so if you are interested in becoming a member of Home Church, or if you would like to get baptized, you can talk to Pastor Carlos or Jeannie, and they will be giving you all the information on that. Membership class is March 24th after second service. Lunch and childcare is provided, so we do ask that you RSVP to that, to Pastor Carlos or Jeannie, if you would like to come, find out what we're all about, see what our mission here is. We're asking, because of Easter coming up, that people bring individually wrapped candy for the Easter egg hunt after the Easter service. As always, I have to remind you, if it is not individually wrapped, or if it is too big to fit in the egg, I will eat it. So, for the sake of my marriage, please make sure they are individually wrapped and small enough to fit in eggs. Women's Aspire is March 22nd. We've got tickets on sale in the foyer. So if you are interested in that, you can go to the foyer and get tickets. And March 30th, we have a men's breakfast, 8 a.m. here at the church, which brings me to the challenge that our own Ron Sherwood dropped. He said that the men's breakfast last time had 24 people and encouraged the women to beat that. Yeah, it was 45 ladies showing up yesterday. So the men had a 24-0 lead, and the women took it 45-24, which I think makes it akin to the the Falcons and Patriots Super Bowl. Three of you remembered that Super Bowl. Excellent. So, guys, we got to step it up for the men's breakfast. It's a great breakfast. But also, guys, I'm going to challenge us to step it up and help out with the next women's breakfast. We are excited that it will be happening next month. But we had four guys cooking for all 45 women, and one of them was me, who is fairly useless. So if we could get more people in there, that would be a huge help next month. We are very excited, though, that the women just showed up in droves, had an awesome time of fellowship, of testimony. We're thrilled that that was such an impactful event. And finally, as you saw in the video, Sidewalk Prophets is coming April 19th at 7 p.m. The tickets are available for that through their website. So please Google Sidewalk Prophets, or Bing if you use that for some reason. And you can get the tickets for that event, which will be here at our church. Other than that, we are ready to go into our time of giving of our tithes and offerings, of our worship together. So if I could have everybody stand up with me one more time. If you have your phone on you, you can pull it out and make sure it is switched to silent mode. That would be very appreciated. As we go into this time, I wanted to read a verse from Luke. Luke chapter 12, verse 33. Jesus said, "Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And this is alluded to by Paul in Acts 20, where he says that Jesus said it is better to give than to receive. And I think it is important to note that as Jesus gave, he gave his life. And when you think of somebody who is going to give his life for his people, and he's saying it's better to give, how much more can we do when we just give our finances and say, my heart will be in heaven, my treasure will be stored up in heaven, and my heart is not stuck in this world. So we thank you, as we always do, for all of your generosity, for the continued generosity of this church in providing the tithes and offerings. And if you could bow your heads with me as we go into a time of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunities that we have to give, for the spirit of generosity within this church, that we have a group of people who are filled with your Holy Spirit, whose treasure lies beyond them, and who will willingly say, I will give to help your mission on earth. We ask that you would give this time, that you would take this money, and that you would bless it and multiply it for everybody here. We pray all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Revelation 1:7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
You were able to sing with the angels, would you sing or would you not sing at all? If you were able, I would sing, and I'd hope you'd sing along. We'd be singing to Jesus, saying, you are holy. You are holy. You thank you, God. You are holy, Jesus. You are holy. You when we all get to Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Pick it up, Carlos.
Sings my soul. You are holy.
Amen.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be.
Sometimes we just got to give God praise, amen? Worship him for who he is. We're going to take this moment right now. We're going to switch things up. We're going to open the altars right now in this moment. And so if you want to come down and pray, you want to pray for somebody, you want to pray for someone, you want to pray with somebody, take this moment right now. So church, you may be seated. We're going to open the altars right now. And leaders, I would encourage you, maybe you see somebody who's struggling, maybe you see someone who's in need of a prayer, in need of healing, in need of salvation, bring them to the altar. Drag them to the altar if you have to. But how many know you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? And so by the grace of God, Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name, that Father, that we would drink of your water this morning. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The altars are open this morning. Come and pray. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days, in all my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay in my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yeah.
es tu nombre, Señor. Gracias por tu bondad, gracias por tu misericordia, Señor. Gracias por el mensaje que tienes para nosotros, para nuestros hogares, nuestras familias, Señor. Familia que ora unida, permanece unida, Señor. Gracias porque nuestro pastor, nuestro líder pastor, tiene mensajes que fortalecen nuestra familia. Gracias porque la familia, Señor, es la base de la sociedad. Y estamos en una sociedad quebrantada, Señor. Pero de aquí vamos a salir fortalecidos, vamos a salir con esperanza de que sí se puede restaurar familias quebrantadas, Señor. Gracias por tu bondad y misericordia. En el nombre de Jesús.
Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, holy God, for being so faithful to us. Thank you for being here with us. Be with those who are mourning. Be with those who are ailing. Be with all of those who are well. And may we all say it is well with our soul. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for yourself, Jesus, who came and died in our place that we might live. And so as we live, help us live for you, Lord. Help us to listen to what you, the Holy Spirit, says through our pastor. We pray that you will anoint him, bless him, help him to deliver the message that you've laid on his heart for today. And as the Bible says, give us an ear to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Church, can we stand in this moment, please? Stand with me this morning. Stand with me. I want to give God praise this morning for there was a dear couple who came to me. And so I want to share some good news, and I can't wait to share this for second service as well. Ava and Seth are getting married. August 31st, 2014. Or 2024, sorry. I'm going back in time. You know, you can tell when there's a lot on your pastor's mind when he starts saying crazy things, amen? As long as I stay to the word, that's the most important. Amen. So if I start saying in the beginning was me, then you know I'm off this morning. Amen. Ava and Seth, and I'm so blessed as they came and spoke and said they want to do it God's way. And so they're pushing this out. And so I want to take this time right now in this moment to pray for them. But after we pray for them, I want to sing of the goodness of God, because as a parent, as a father and a mother, sometimes we, and again, it's still not over, okay? This is still, but the enemy's going to do whatever he can to attack this young couple. And so we want to pray for their fathers, their mothers, and their family, that God build a hedge of protection around them, and that they're protected from the enemy that's going to try to come in and cause division and cause them. Because how many of you know newlyweds can argue? Huh? Life has its own things, but there's another thing too at work, and it's the enemy. But we're going to believe God by his grace and mercy. God is doing a new thing here at home, and we're building on a strong foundation. And I'm so blessed to marry this couple. I've known Seth since he was a young little man, and I've seen him grow in not only ministry, but in life. And God has so much for this young couple, and I'm so excited to see what God's going to do through them. Amen, Matt? And so I want to pray. And so, Matt, if I could have you and your wonderful wife come, and we're going to pray for Seth and Ava. Amanda, if you could pray for Ava, and Matt, you could pray for Seth this morning. Just share whatever's on your heart and bless this couple, okay? And let's pray for them. And then we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to sing out that chorus one more time. All my life you've been faithful. Amen.
Father, we are so thankful that we have families like the painters who are bringing up young men into this faith. That we have a young man like Seth who is able to come out, find love, but pursue you in that. That he is standing up against culture and against what so much is being said to him, and he is going to follow you and take his wife with him. We ask that this congregation would come together and support this couple. That they would never find trials alone, and that through everything they would learn to lean on each other and to lean on you. We thank you and we praise you for this love and for this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we are so excited and thankful for this time and that we get to witness this new creation that you're going to have, this new family. I thank you so much for Ava and for the strength that she has, the purpose that she has. And I just ask, God, that as your word says, that no one would look down on them because they're young, but that they would set an example for the believers here in this church, God, that they would not listen to the world that would put doubt in their heart, God. I just pray, God, that they would know that with your strength and with your purpose, that they would be able to have a long-lasting, joyful marriage. And I just pray that blessing over both of them. Just continue to give them that strength and that purpose, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you, God. We thank you for what you are doing, even in the lives of your youth, Father. All my life, you have been faithful.
All my life, you have been faithful.
All my life.
All my life you have been so, so
Father, we sing of your goodness, we preach of your goodness, and we thank you for who you are. So, Father, this morning I pray you speak, God, through your servant. May this word be a blessing, may this word be an encouragement, Father, to the men this morning, to their spouses, to the children this morning. May we receive your word with a good heart. May we be humble. And, Father, I just pray that we leave here changed. We leave here with the remedy, that we leave here with your prescription, Father. Your ideals, your wisdom. And we just thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you have been doing. For the mothers, for the women of God that have been, lives have been changed, Father. Homes have been lifted. Chains that have been broken. Father, do that this morning for a man this morning, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. And all God's children said, amen. 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 You may be seated this morning. Thank you, church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, worship team. We appreciate you this morning. Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, Dan Felio from the Philippines says hello. And he might be watching this morning. Well, actually, it's a big time difference. So, he might be watching in a few hours, so if we can just say hello real quick on three. One, two, three.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Dan and his lovely wife. We just want to say we are excited, and we cannot wait to go to the Philippines. I don't know about you, but I've never been to the Philippines. But I heard it's a beautiful place, but I heard there's a lot of people who need Jesus. And there's a lot of hurting families, and there's our church there, our brothers and sisters in the Nazarene Church are at work needing to build bathrooms and facilities for their children and people. So I want to encourage you to start planning ahead. And as we go to the Philippines, can someone say amen?
Amen.
Pastor Steve says hello. And we had Pastor's Day here last week, which was incredible. So I don't know when you walked in if you felt more of the Holy Spirit. It's because there was 20 plus pastors here, and it was incredible. Yes, it was incredible. The anointing and the revelation and the wisdom and the years of experience, men who were here and women who were on the front lines, to be able to share together, to come together for one purpose. And Pastor Steve was able to share the process of what's going to happen and what to look forward to. Many pastors wanted to know. They wanted to get who was going to be the next, you know, they wanted to see the those who were assigned, those who were nominated for the to take his place, and they wanted to pray about it. He said, we don't know until the day of. And so kind of put like a whoa. We don't know until the day of, so that day. So be in prayer for that, amen? Can we be in prayer for that? Pastor Steve is very saddened, but also excited, as he might find home church his second home. Yeah, come on. I'm praying for his first home. I'm praying that he make it his first home and that he move here to Sparks, Nevada. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Amen?
Amen.
I know he's watching online. Let's get that amen a little higher. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Pastor Steve here and his lovely wife, and we were sitting with them at lunch, and it would be an amazing thing to have them come to home church. Hallelujah. Who's ready for the word this morning? Amen. Before I go there, I just want to say we have a special birthday here this morning. It's Arabella's birthday this morning. And I want to say happy birthday. We had a beautiful day yesterday. It was an amazing, I took her out. I was so excited. You know, boys are real simple. Boys just want pizza and a movie, and they just chilling, you know. And I asked Arabella, what do you want to do? And she had about 40 things that she wanted to do within a day. And it was amazing to see all the things she wanted to do. And while I was sharing this with Pastor Steve, he looked at it and he says, hey, brother, he pulled out his wallet and he said, hey, let me help you out. And so he gave Ari a little gift. And it was incredible because Ari, you know, I was looking at this. I'm going, man, how am I going to do this, you know? Okay, let's see. We can go to that restaurant. I can wash dishes there. I can maybe, you know, I'm just trying to see, okay, how are we going to do all this by lunchtime? And then after lunch, there was an additional 40 things after that. And I'm thinking, okay, how are we going to do this? Literally, I'm thinking this. But by God's blessing, people have been blessing Ari and taking care of Ari. You get a little money here, a little $5 there, $20 there, a little 50 from grandma. And, you know, so all of a sudden she's getting all this. And so I'm going, this is amazing. So we're getting ready to walk into Shields. And she's telling me, Daddy, so-and-so gave me money. They gave me $20. And I said, baby, that's amazing. We're going to need it. She's like, yeah, but it's all the money's in my bank at the house. And so I said, okay, well, God, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. But I'll tell you what, we had such an amazing day. It was a blessed time. And I want to say, Arabella, I am so proud of you for the woman of God that you are. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 24:3. Let's read that right now this morning. Proverbs 24:3. Says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Let's read that together in chorus. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Today I want to look at the scriptures to see what it says about a saved man. I think our world's glasses are a little blurry when it comes to what a saved man looks like. And it doesn't help when you have a lot of women who are attracted to the wrong kind of man. And I say that because just because he goes to church doesn't mean he's a saved man. But what was really worrisome is when women date men who aren't even saved. How many know the Bible says that how can two walk together if they don't agree? We don't agree to disagree when it comes to our relationships. Amen? How can two walk together if they don't agree? And I know he might go to church, but what happens after church? What happens when he goes home when the church doors are closed? So I want to look at four traits this morning that will help us guys and girls, if you're looking for a potential someone, and maybe if you're married, that this will encourage you to aspire to want to live for God and to see if you measure up. But I have bad news. None of us have four of these things perfectly. There was only one man who had it perfectly, and his name was Jesus. And he wasn't married. But actually, he is. He does have a bride. Amen? And he is the groom, and we call him Father. Amen? But we need to have some kind of standard this morning, and so my assignment is to raise the standard of what a godly man looks like. And so the word, that the key word in all these points is the word willingly. Somebody say willingly. He willingly does these things. He's not perfect, okay? No man here is perfect, but he's also not forced. He's not begged to come to church. He's not begged to tithe and give offering. If you have to beg your man to give offering, have mercy on your finances when something hits the world. You know, shouldn't have to beg your man to give to the church, to the house of God. Ladies, you shouldn't. And so, man, your woman should not have to beg you to give an offering to the house of the Lord, to give to God's house. You don't have to cry to get him to come to church. He does these things willingly. He willingly wants to serve the Lord. So point number one, he willingly walks with God daily. Willingly walks with God daily. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord and all his strength. Seek his face evermore. What it's saying is seek his face every day. It's a lifestyle of pursuing God. That's what a godly man looks like. He's not trying to do what he wants. He's going in the direction that God wants for his life. What a beautiful picture that is right there. If you could picture that in your mind. Just a man of God, a man just going in the direction that God wants him to go in. He does that by seeking God and by pursuing God. I wish I could tell you this morning that I wake up every morning with a smile on my face, ready to come to church with my Bible in my hand, and that would be a lie. I have a flesh, too, that this morning, not just because the time changed, that didn't help, but I was tired, and I was like, Lord, I need your help. I do not feel like doing this. I'm tired. You ever been there? Huh? Sometimes my flesh doesn't want to do things, the things that God wants me to do. But the only way I was able to get away from this roller coaster that tries to catch me at times is pursuing God more than pursuing the world. Pursuing God's people more than pursuing the world. You know, fellowshipping with believers more than fellowshipping with darkness. Because some of you know that will take a toll on you if you're not careful. And so while you're pursuing God, there's one thing that comes with this, and I added this recently, and it's only because of the pastor's day, is this word that helped me. It's not just a word, it's a lifestyle, and that word is accountability. Somebody say accountability. Accountability. Just wives, you don't have to say anything in this, but when you know your husband's accountable to somebody besides you, which you is good too, isn't it a beautiful thing? There's a trust and a peace in your heart. When your man's accountable. So husbands, men, I want to challenge you to be accountable, not just to your best friend, not just to the person who's going to tell you what you want to hear, but accountable to your pastor. Can someone say amen? Amen. Accountability. Who are you accountable to? I'm not talking about your boss at work. Spiritually, who are you accountable to? What a blessing. We were talking with the pastors and a few of the pastors, as we're talking about some of the disciples in their church coming to them and saying, Pastor, I want to be held accountable. I want you to hold me accountable. I need you to, when I'm starting to slack off, to hit me, not physically, but, you know, spiritually, hey, encourage me. I need to be held accountable. I thought it was a beautiful thing. We need accountability with each other. But how many know pride makes us think differently? Pride. I don't need to be held accountable to nobody. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Especially this young whippersnapper right here. Oh, it got quiet. Oh, geez. Oh. Something else that can help the husbands, men, even kids, encouraging your father to have family prayer time. If you're a father in this place and you have family prayer time, and I know your wife might be a little more spiritual than you, I know she might pray better than you, but that's not the point. The point is, are you leading your family in prayer? Are you praying together as a family? Amen? It's not a competition with your wife if she can pray better. God's not too concerned about that. He's more concerned in the direction you're headed, not where you're at right now. But where are you headed? Are you praying with your family, with your spouse, with your loved ones? The devil didn't like that. Look, he's already turning off lights. See that? Psalms 119:11. It says, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. So not only praying as a family, but reading the Bible together. You would be surprised and shocked as I'm sitting with these pastors and they're telling me this, the number of people who actually don't pray as a family. They come to church, but they don't pray as a family. They don't sit around the table and not only just bless their food, but pray for needs and things on a daily basis. You'd be shocked to see how many people don't pray together as a family. Number two, a saved man reads God's word and worships God willingly. Willingly. Matthew 22:37-39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And I read that because Jesus not only spoke these things, he lived these things. So when they asked Jesus, what is the greatest thing? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. But when Jesus is tested, when Jesus is all alone, and there Satan is tempting him, okay? You can picture a father at work, a father being tempted. You're at your house and there's a time where Satan wants to get you to be lazy and where you don't, or whatever that thing is, whatever it is, Jesus is there, he's all alone, Satan is tempting him and telling Jesus to worship him. And what does Jesus say right here in Luke 4:8? Jesus answers, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So fathers, husbands, worship the Lord your God and him only. Not your job, not your career, not fishing, not bowling. Thought I'd get an amen there. That's make me nervous. Not bowling. We don't put these things before God. Those things are awesome to do, but worship God only. Serve him only. A man of God is not afraid to give God praise. What scares me is when we can praise God and yell and celebrate for our favorite football team, but we can't clap for Jesus. Jesus is worthy of our praise. Jesus is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of us raising our hands. There's a reason why we raise our hands and we clap. We don't just do it because we got nothing else to do. We do it because he deserves our praise and our worship. A saved man willingly does that. I had someone tell me years ago, before I became the pastor, it's not my personality to clap and raise my hands. And I said, well, that's why you need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit helps you with things that is not part of your personality. I don't think it was in Jesus' personality to die on the cross. I don't think it was in his personality to turn the other cheek and get his beard pulled out. But because his love for God, his love for the Father, caused him to do something that he did not want to do. And there are times I don't feel like raising my hands. There are times I don't feel like waking up in the morning and praying. There are times I don't feel like loving my enemy and praying for those who want to spitefully use me and hate me. But I do it because I got the Father's help. Amen? A godly man willingly worships God. Majesta and Jen and these ladies who are starting to lead worship, as I slowly, with time, come out of this and allow them to, Majesta should not have to say, can we raise our hands this morning? She should just come up here and men, we should be setting the tone already. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Raising our hands up to the Father, worshiping our God, our Creator. Amen. Psalm 63:3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I like that, while I live, not while I'm dead. While I live, I will lift up my in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Amen. A saved man, number three, willingly witnesses to other people. Willingly. I find it a joy when I hear of stories, men in our church who are telling people about God. It's a beautiful thing. Some of you wives could testify to this. Your husband is telling people about Jesus on the workplace, huh? Telling people about God. So proud of our brothers. I don't want to embarrass people, but people who are willingly, not just inviting people to church, but willingly telling people that they're a believer of Jesus. Huh? Willingly telling people, I'm a Christ follower. I follow Jesus. He is my King. He's my Lord. Romans 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. What a powerful verse. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. How many know the Bible says if you're ashamed of the gospel, Jesus says, I'll be ashamed of you in front of my Father. Lord, have mercy on us if we're ashamed to proclaim the name of God outside these four walls. You don't have to shout it from the mountaintop or at the store that you're a Christian. You could just do it by your lifestyle. Huh? There's nothing wrong with yelling Jesus' name, but your action can speak louder than words. The gospel is so powerful that when you tell people about it and they believe, the power of sin breaks off of them. And for some of you that have been doing these life groups, I've been just, even just recently, this morning, I just heard an amazing of chains being broken. It's going, so people are experiencing things, spiritual warfare is going on, but isn't that a beautiful thing? As leaders, we can see God's power at work. It's nothing that we're doing. It's everything that the Holy Spirit is doing and how God is speaking to people, and chains are being broken, and God's power is being put into our lives, amen? That's the power of God. That's what God can do. It's life-changing, telling other people. So I want to say to the ladies, and I don't care if you've been dating this man for 10 years. You've been talking to some guy, and you don't talk about God at least once a day. You better reevaluate right here. Huh? If you're single and you just started dating a guy and the subject of Christ has not even come up on the table about Jesus and God, and you better say, hey, I'll be praying for you. Have a good day. He's going to call you again, and you can answer your phone and say, hello. He's going to say, hey, what's up, baby? What's up, girl? Hey, what happened? Can we go out? He's going to say, no, you can talk to my pastor. His name is Carlos. And then when I get that phone call, I'm going to say, what's up? He's going to say, hey, so-and-so told me to call you. I'm going to say, yeah, come to church, my brother. Come to church. we're here. And he's going to walk through those doors. And then by God's grace, he might come to the altar and get saved. And now we got an Ava and Seth situation going on here. Amen? Huh? God's way. God's way. You connect with a man who loves God, he'll love you in return the way God wants him to love you.
Amen.
Not the way that the world says, but the way God says. And we want to be, ladies, you want to be with that kind of man. That is not perfect. He's not perfect, but he has godly convictions. He doesn't compromise. He doesn't, certain things don't sway him. Psalms 1, this is the kind of man I'm talking about. Psalms 1 right here. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Wow. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Men, meditating day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Wow. This is so important. Godly men, we are like trees planted by the water. You know what he's going to stand for. I don't know about you ladies, but it would be kind of irritating to have your man say, God told me to, and all of a sudden he changes his mind tomorrow. And then he says this, or he says that, or he says, you know what? No, it's for me and my house. Or a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But when a man is like this, he's like a tree planted by rivers of water. But not only planted by these rivers of water, he brings forth fruit. And where is he? You know, there are a lot of trees out there, but when a tree is planted by the rivers of water, it's not going anywhere. It ain't going to die. Amen? Because it's got the source. And it brings forth fruit in its season. Gentlemen, hear me. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like you're bearing fruit. You know, you've been faithful. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're coming to church, you're working, you feel like quitting, you feel like your season is coming. Your season is coming. I don't know why, I just feel like a leading to say that. Your season is coming. Don't give up. It says, who leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. You see, when you have convictions, somebody say convictions. Convictions. A saved man has convictions. He's not blown by every wind of doctrine. It's so scary. We have had some pastors just recently leave the Nazarene church. And that was announced because of doctrines coming in and them taking ear to it, listening, flirting with it. And it has misguided them and their families to a different denomination, matter of fact, all the way to wokeism. How many know that's a spirit right there? This woke spirit that's trying to creep up into the church, man, is taking people. We got to be careful. We got to be vigilant. A man that's planted by the rivers of water, he's going to stand his ground. When they try to come up to your kids in your house and try to tell you that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy, I'm telling you right now, it sounds crazy, but it's going to start getting your mind thinking, well, it's just, I guess it's okay. It's happening, folks. Somebody was telling me the other day that there was a young lady outside of Whole Foods trying to sign, people sign petition to be able to kill babies. Here, you want to sign this so we can, so abortion can be easier. So we can, it's just nothing but a thing. We won't even think about it. You know? Can you imagine if I try to sign something? Hey, we want to legalize slavery. We want to bring that back. Can you sign this petition, please? It used to be normal back then. 100 years ago, it was okay in certain parts of the country, in the world. How many know it's not okay? Slavery ain't okay. Amen. Killing babies ain't okay. That's what I'm talking about. A man of God will stand his ground. A man of God will lead his family and say, no, I know this is what the world is, but let's go to the Word of God. Let's see what the Word of God says about this situation right here. No. Jesus is the only way to heaven. People might not like that statement, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. I'm a tree planted by the rivers of water. I might be all alone at the workplace. I might be all alone at school on my opinion of what I believe. I might be all alone, but no matter what, when the storms of life come, when the next COVID hits, when the next whatever hits our world, I'm standing my ground. My roots run deep into the Word of God. And when the storms of life come, I will not be shaken. I will stand firm. I'm right here. Ladies, I've seen a lot of men that have none of these traits. They got not one of them. But because of a praying woman, a praying wife, you continue loving them and honoring them. I've seen God move. So don't give up. A man who honors you, I wrote this here as I close, a man who honors you will never stop loving you. A man who respects you will never stop protecting you. A man who values you will never stop telling you your worth. A man who listens to you will always understand you. But before you can picture all of that, it takes a man of God that already has a vision on how to treat a lady. And gentlemen, I know you want to be that kind of man. So love the Lord your God with all your heart and trust him and obey him. I loved the video the other day that we played that the teens did. And I loved our brother Matt. He said, love the wife like Christ loved the church. Love your wife like Christ loved the church. And what did Christ do for the church? He gave his life for her. He gave his life for her. Husbands, men, are you giving your life for your love? Are you giving your life for your children? Are you giving your life? I'm not talking about 9 to 5. That's good. You need to work. But are you giving your life? Are you dying sacrificially for them? When God challenges you as the leader of your home, are you setting the example, setting the tone for your family? Because how many of you know it flows from the top? Amen? Everything flows from the top. Our church can only go this far. If our board is right here and your pastor's right here, the church can only go right here. We cannot surpass the board. I'm accountable to my board. And so whoever's on my board, if they're right here spiritually, we're maxed out. As long as my board continues growing for God, we can continue growing as a church and vice versa. Husbands, you are the leader of your home. You set the tone and the standard. Single women, you are the covering. You also have another covering. Hopefully it's myself and God. Amen. I so appreciate Pastor Barbara. She tells me, Pastor, you are my covering. I no longer have, I can be that, but it's a heart issue. She has to be willing to come under that covering. Amen. Not everyone's willing to do that because not everybody wants to be held accountable. And so, man, I want to encourage you to be held accountable. Hold yourself accountable to your spouse, to your pastor, to God. It flows from the top. And you watch as you continue to grow through your unperfectness and through your problems. And it will start flowing from the top and it will start touching your family, your children, your children's children, and your kids. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Challenge to the men. We're going to continue the challenge to the men next week. I would like us to bow our heads and close our eyes in this time right now, in this moment. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the men in our church, the men and our staff members, our board members, men who I know pray, are faithful to the house of God, faithful for many years, but sometimes we can also lose track. Sometimes we can slip, we can forget the importance of what we do and why we do what we do. So I want to challenge the men, if you don't get nothing from this morning, I challenge you to read your word and pray and hold yourself accountable to the house of God. This morning, before we close, you're here this morning and you're not right with Jesus. Jesus is not living in your heart. You're not right with God. Maybe you're a man here this morning and you don't have any accountability. Nobody can speak into your life, not even your wife. Not even your wife can speak into your life. The moment she starts challenging you and encouraging you, you get all upset and you start arguing. Your pride comes out. You start yelling. You start going off the handle. That's a dangerous place to be. I've seen so many men come to church. They put on one face and then they go home and they're screaming and yelling at their wife. That's a bad example. That's a bad example. You're here this morning, you're serving the Lord, but maybe there's some rebellion in your heart, men. There's something in your life. You don't want to be held accountable. No, you need to hold yourself accountable to God and to your pastor. You need to be accountable. This morning, I want to pray with you this morning. I want to extend God's hand to you this morning. He loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. You know this already. But you need to humble yourself this morning. I'm just going to say it how it is. You need to humble yourself this morning. You need to come to the cross of forgiveness this morning. We're going to pray right now. If that's you, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you just raise your hand all across this place. You say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. All across this place, raise your hand. That's you this morning. No one's looking around. You say, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. God sees that hand. Amen. Anyone else? God sees that hand. Amen. Honest hearts this morning. That's all God is looking for, is honest heart. I so appreciate my pastor. And if the new district superintendent is 20 years old, I will hold myself accountable to him as well. It does not matter. It does not matter how old or how young he is. I also hold myself accountable to my God and my leader. But I cannot tell anyone. I can't even tell my kids to hold themselves accountable to God if I cannot be accountable myself. It flows from the top, church. I want to hold this out a little longer. You're a man this morning. You're struggling. You got pride. You got things in your heart. You know you're not right with God. You want God's forgiveness. Raise your hand right now all across this place. No one's looking around. That's between you and God. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet as we pray this morning. Amen. For the men that raise their hands, God's going to deliver you this morning. God's going to set you free. And you're going to feel a peace within your home when you go home this afternoon. I speak that over your life. Chains have been broken. Chains will be broken. And you're going to walk in the newness of God this morning. Let's bow our heads. Repeat with me. Dear Jesus, I hold myself accountable to you and to my church and to my pastor. Forgive me of my sin. I repent. I'm sorry for trying to do this on my own. Heavenly Father, I live for you and you only. I give you my life. I do believe you died for me and you rose on the third day and you are coming back again for me and my family. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, church, with that being said, the Bible says that even if one comes to the Lord, all of heaven is rejoicing. Amen. And so this morning, I am rejoicing with heaven because someone got saved this morning. Amen. Someone accepted Jesus this morning. Amen. Someone accepted Christ this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to have Pastor Matt come and pray us out of here. Amen.
Thank you.
Father God, we are so thankful that we have your word, that we have something tangible to hold on to that will lead us to your truth day after day. We ask that you would be with us this week, throughout this month, throughout our lives, that you would be growing in us, that you would lead us to you in more and more impactful ways, so that we can truly be your ambassadors,
yes.
That we can stand with your water, that we can go out, we can witness, we can worship, and we can love you first and foremost in all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
So far away, as I thought that it was, as I thought that it was so far.